Hymn 86 from the Christian Science Hymnal. God's glory is a wondrous thing, most strange in all its ways. And of all things on earth, least like what men agree to praise. O blessed is he to whom is given the instinct that can tell that God is on the field, although he seems invisible. And blessed is he who can divine where right doth really lie, and dares to side with what seems wrong to mortal's blindfold eye. For right is right, since God is God, and right the day must win. To doubt would be disloyalty. To falter would be sin. No Big Power Veto by Herbert E. Reike. These are the claims that would seek to veto national and world peace. Let us look at each claim long enough and intelligently enough to take the props out from under it, that we may relegate it to eternal oblivion. Let us truly appreciate our American Declaration of Independence, which states that God has endowed us all with the right of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. This American Bill of Rights is a beacon light to millions in other lands. We need to understand that this Declaration of Independence did not just happen. It came about as the result of divine inspiration in the consciousness of God-loving men. We need to see that there is no human law nor man-made legislation that can veto these basic human rights in America. And we need to see further that because of the supremacy of mind, these basic human rights shall be extended to all men everywhere. It is God's will that all men be free. Let us forever be alert and see that it is not just in other countries that human liberties would sometimes seem to be in jeopardy. In America, we need to be alert on the subject of such things as compulsory medical insurance or state medicine. Let us realize that no human legislation can ever be passed which can veto the divine right of individuals to choose God as their only healing agency. There is not, and there cannot be, any law which would prevent parents from giving religious instruction to their children in such a manner as will enable the children to follow the Master in depending entirely on spirit as the source of health and all good. In the name of the Scriptures, they would seek to take away the life and liberty of the young people of our country. Be very alert to know that no legislation can rob our young people or the young people of the world of the freedom to worship God the way their conscience points out. We need to declare vehemently and realize without the shadow of a doubt that neither politics, human power, nor political expediency can veto the divine law that there shall be good, effective, and honest government in the world. For you to sit back and constantly find fault with government and government officials is neither Christian nor scientific. But for you to know daily that nothing can be done to veto the mandate of truth, intelligence, and love in government is for you to be an effective, divine, law-enforcing agency. Now let us consider our attitude toward people of the world. If you have a dispute with a member of your family, what is the solution? Hatred? Never. If you have a disagreement with a neighbor, will intolerance and recrimination solve the differences? No. Love alone is your remedy in both situations. So it is with nations. We shall never bring about world peace through resentment and hatred. These qualities only foster war. It is through love that we win over our enemies and make them our friends. There is no other way to establish world peace. We love everyone this afternoon and forever, because we know that right where we are, there is nothing but divine love manifesting itself. We love through no virtue of our own, but only because we are the reflection of God, who is love. By the same token, we know that love is in the heart of all mankind. For the Lord, He is love, and there is none else beside Him. In this universe of ours, there is no room for anything but love.